cannot find a crimpoline tortoise. And when she looks down and realizes she is the victim of Time's voluptuous escarpment-like things, a woman will often say, "That's not my knee. That's not my knee. That is someone else's knee." And when, in the midst of a belt-pulling session and caught on camera with his smock a little too high, knowing that he will incur the wrath of the elders for having very bad habits, the novice, the junior, and even the very high-ranking monk will swear to God, "That's not my knee. And I wasn't pulling the belt too high. But look, that knee is knobbly." Do you, Brother Marcus, have knobbly knees?
No, I do not.
It's a woman.
I am not a woman.
He is a woman. That monk is a woman.
I am not a woman, and my knee are not knobbly.
Brother Marcus was found not guilty of possessing knobbly knees, and not guilty of being a woman. And he was able to polish his cloisters in peace once more. A geniculate joint. Those dumb narwhals refused to have them when God was creating creation. So now they are confined to the freezing waters of the Arctic, and must survive on Granny Arbor's skippers and ice creams. What fools! What dumb kind of species would refuse a knee? Why, I have 72. That's one knee for each day of the Arbrophian calendar.